I'm a journalist. I'm working on internet TV. It's public television. We create short videos and upload it. It's on YouTube. It's our main platform. So I'm in USA to learn how we can deal with it and how we can use some new digital stuffs in our work.
What have you learned so far digitally? You're interested in digital media, in digital communication. What have you seen so far?
We're interested most in social medias and new applications for video editing, for news writing, for how you can record sounds in your work, how you can do it better and more qualifier.
Is this a growing field back home? Is this something that there's a lot of, or is it just sort of getting off the ground at this point?
We have our own projects, all of us, all people from our group. So we looking for some contacts in USA for experience, and then when we come back to our native countries, we're starting to this pro to realize these projects.
Irina, tell us about the stories you cover back home. What type of news, what kind of journalism do you do?
I'm covering all main stories in my city. It's Odessa City near the Black Sea. So it's politicians, sociality life, crimes also, all that my audience interesting.
Alvaya, what about you? What kind of news do you cover?
I'm working mostly with political news or political reports or investigative journalism in our country. But as you know, I don't know if you know, Baku branch was closed last year, but we're still working from home or from small offices and using it.
It was closed. How was it closed? What happened?
Our government decides that our people don't need this radio in Azerbaijan. That's why we had some problems. It was terrible, I must say. Our most popular investigative journalist, Khadija Ismail, was detained 2 weeks ago in Baku. I guess I don't need talk about why she was arrested and detained for 7 years and 6 months. So you can understand
Right.
what the situation in our country about investigative journalism and independent media. 2 days ago, our three journalists was arrested in airport where when they came from Ukraine from some meeting, and we think that it's really dangerous, but it's our job. We
Right.
must do that.
Irina, how about you? What dangers have you faced?
In my country, the most dangerous things for journalists is when you want to work in a conflict zone in Donbas region, and you want to cover in another side, pro-Russian side. When you want to work in Donetsk or Lugansk, it's very dangerous for Ukrainian journalists. But in other cities, in like Kyiv or Odessa or Lviv, it's better situation.
A lot of roadblocks, I understand, if you're trying to travel, a lot of checkpoints, roadblocks to get through.
Yeah, it's dangerous, really.
What do you hope to take back with you after you're finished here? What do you hope to bring back? What kind of knowledge? What kind of technical skills, I guess? What do you hope to learn from your time here, and what do you hope to bring back from to your home countries?
I guess it's a perfect experience in United States, because United States is on our minds is a home of human rights and freedom of speech. That's why I guess it's good experience for me, and I want to bring this experience to my students.
As for me, I have two parts of my American experience. At first, it's my own, for my personality. It's for my mind. When you saw these big cities, when you speak or when you spoke with these great people, they everyone said you excuse me.
Yeah.
When you in crowd in you when you in crowd place, it's another that in my country. And the second side, that for my professional, because we were in different places, in newspaper, on TV, on the radio now, and I feel this freedom of American journalists.